I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. State health officials have extended the immunization deadline for public school students to November 1st to give more time to families impacted by Hurricane Florence. Meantime, in western North Carolina, health officials are facing a different kind of vaccination challenge: the growing number of parents who are choosing not to immunize their children. I've been following a group called the Immunization Coalition that's working to reverse that trend, and checked in with them a few weeks ago during one of their meetings.
When you talk about vaccine hesitant parents, it's not just like everyone's in one spot.
On a Tuesday night in September, clustered around tables are health officials, school officials, doctors, nurses, and parents. This is the group's third meeting and the first since the state released the latest vaccination rates. Buncombe County once again had the highest rate of unimmunized kindergarten students in the state, with 5.7% taking a religious exemption during the 2017-18 school year.
It's unfortunate that our rate did increase, but I think that just gives us more momentum.
That's Ellis Vaughn, Buncombe County's director of nursing and one of the organizers. During this meeting, groups brainstormed ideas to connect with vaccine-hesitant parents.
So we did the blast social media.
Along with the brainstormers were listeners, including Sarah Hartnett, director of student services at Evergreen Community Charter School in Asheville, where 20% of the kindergarten class claimed a religious exemption.
One of my roles is collecting students' information for immunizations and exemptions, and feel like it's a tricky balance for encouraging families to do that right thing for the bigger community, and also, you know, being mindful of parents' rights to choose.
A tricky balance for school administrators and an ongoing challenge for public health officials who are concerned about the risk of an outbreak. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.